Call to order Board of Works for, first up is approval of the July 28th minutes.
Mr. Mayor, I'll move that we make approval of the minutes with one correction, as noted by our president, that under item A of miscellaneous, it says the Kelso Creek Bridge, which is now known as the John Sprague Bridge, will be closed, it says for about 2 to 4 weeks, but it should say in about 2 to 4 weeks. We would like to think that it's going to only be closed for 2 to 4.
A lot of pressure there.
And the longer it stays closed, of course, that name will stick. So with that correction, I'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is department head reports, animal shelter, or?
Or Bryce. You got to sit in that chair.
You got to sit close. Bryce Anderson, Street Department. I need to just ask for our process of asking permission to seek quotes for a bucket truck. Presently, we have a 1985 one, and it still runs, but it's no fun when you have to slide down 40 feet and it won't come down on its own. That's kind of. But anyway, we're looking at some more, so I'd like to get quotes for those.
So you're seeking permission to seek quotes.
There you go.
For a bucket truck.
And the money is I have the money in my budget.
So. Okay, so moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. That's pretty good for a guy that wasn't even on the agenda.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you just. With his bucket list. Nice, Dave. That was very good. Very good.
Laura Ariel, Animal Control. Let's see. We currently have 120 animals at the animal shelter. We've had 12 adoptions so far this month, so it's a good start. Last month, we had 71 intakes. 20 of those ended up being returned owners, and we had 43 adoptions. We have our 5K this week, our Saturday, and we're hoping to raise money, a lot of money. We're hoping to raise at least $1,200, and that will go towards our dogs with heartworm disease. That's all. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Danny will not be here. He is shorthanded at the cemetery, so he is busy mowing. Chief Becker.
Afternoon, Chief Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 1,551 runs for the year, and right now all of our trucks are doing all right. While I'm up here, though, we're getting ready for Fire Prevention Week, and Fire Prevention Week theme will be Working Smoke Detectors Save Lives, Test Yours Every Month. And I had talked with Dan about putting up some banners on 2nd Street and College Street from September 22nd. Through October the 11th, which would include, of course, Fire Prevention Week.
So, Gordon, you need a motion to hang banners? Is that what we're asking for here?
Yes.
Okay. It seems like the agenda's flip-flopped here. We got all the people asking for stuff for you. Okay, so we'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of banners for Fire Protection Month between September 22nd and October the 11th, as to be determined by Mr. Ravelet.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Gentlemen.
Thanks, Gordon. Next, the city inspector.
Phil, what do you want to hang, or do you want permission to buy something, or just tear down some houses, would you?
I hope. Yeah. From 7/28 to date, we've had a number of 100 violations and 13 bills on weeds and grass.
Junk. And junk.
That's it. And we're working on the housing.
You the man.
Thanks, Phil. We have no old business, so we'll move to new business. First up is open bids for housing rehabilitation project, SIDC. And you are not Jenny Dearway.
Yeah, you're not nearly as attractive as Jenny.
I know it. I hear that every day. So we've got the opening of the bids.
And a, let me give you
something so you can follow along.
Do you need a letter opener? We got. Got one here for you.
Take one.
Okay. Oh, please. Right.
I would like to note that a complete bid must include, there's a list of the following here, contractor application, non-collusion affidavit, bid sheet for each project, the contractor is bidding on, signed by the contractor, one complete spec sheet for each project, the contractor is bidding on, and a copy of the lead renovator contractor license, and a copy of the EPA lead safe certified firm certification. So once we open these, look to take them under advisement, and then we'll certify that those documents are, I don't cut myself.
You didn't give them a safe letter opening?
So the first bid is from K&K Construction. On the V14-114 property, a sum total of $24,790. On the property V14-115, a total of $42,640. On property V14-117, a total of $33,040. On property V14-118, $22,690. V14-119, a total of $22,230. V14-120, total of $13,970, I believe. And then it goes through, he has the bid sheets where it goes through each of the different, how he came to each of those different totals. So if I'm correct on that, he bid on everything except V116.
And when you award those bids, then they can be awarded per house and not necessarily one total package. Is that right?
Right. You'll look at how it broke everything down, and then the homeowner, along with working with SIDC, get to choose what would be selected in the improvement.
Okay.
There's certain things that are requirements that are required to meet first, such as removal of any hazard, which would fall into the lead, but after that, then we look at, you know, trying to meet the needs of what the homeowner wants to see as much as possible. Right. And second bid is from USA Construction Company.
Thank you.
And on home V14-114, sum total $23,525. On V14-115, sum total of $43,670. On home V14-116, sum total of $15,650. B14-117, total of $28,375. On V14-118, total of $19,640. On V14-119, total of $20,490. B14-120, $12,770.
So you just need to make a motion, take this under advisement. And
he's got one more, dude.
Sir Anderson still.
I don't think there's another bid.
Oh, you just had those two bids?
Just had two.
Oh, okay.
The two bidders.
Okay.
Typically, we'll get three, but
okay.
This time we just
so we'll make a motion that we take the grant bids under advisement.
That sounds great.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Might want to do that in the meeting today, just to make sure that you have something that you can get a document.
See, I knew when you were up here earlier, everybody else right. was asking you something, so you just missed the meeting.
I think we.
I just want to make sure that you guys have done it already. You might have in some other.
Actually, form. At the council meeting a while back, we had mentioned that we were going to apply for this, and
you said you were going to apply. Did you?
I don't think because we didn't know what the amount would be.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this you would want to do that. The grant application's due on Monday.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't think you'll have another meeting between now and then.
Right.
So you know.
So what is it that we need to motion on then?
Approval for the
blight
elimination program on
for the city to approve the local match. Towards the blight elimination program, and I guess the total of that, he's still working out the total number of homes, so you may just do up to 1,500 per home without a basement, and up to 2,500 per homes with a basement.
We've got it right now, like, the total is like 270.
270 homes?
No.
$270,000.
If we can get it, so
some of them, so 10% of the 270, right. So you're,
and it
you're
might,
looking for a $27,000
right.
local match.
I
think this may take council.
So
I don't know that that's right.
So we could make a motion to approve it if it's within the mayor's budget. If not, then it would. Right.
Right.
Okay. So should we go ahead and make that motion to
just
approve them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So should we say up to 30,000 or I mean to give it a
Are you going to come up with any more homes between now and
I don't think so.
So you think 27 would cover it?
Or let's just say up
let's to just say up to $30,000. Okay, I'll make a motion that the board approve a local match for the blight elimination grant not to exceed $30,000.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Just wanted to make sure you.
Yeah, no, we definitely want to do this.
Yeah.
Get this opportunity.
Okay, we'll move on. Next is the 24th Annual Knox County ICS Chili Cook-Off.
Well, I wanted John Martin to come up here and can you
I'm Shyla Beam with the Vincennes Knox County CVB. We're hosting the 24th annual, it's not the ICS Chili Cook-Off this year, it's just the Knox County Chili Cook-Off. We're requesting street closures on September 13th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. On that square, actually it's kind of a U-shape, Patrick Henry, and then First Street between Market and Patrick Henry, and then Market Street. So those are the street closures that we request, and that's just on Saturday. And then we further request that the public restrooms at the Riverfront Pavilion be left open until 5, but I think they already are, aren't they? And then I spoke with Dan, and there is one spot available 2 weeks prior to the event for our banner on Washington Avenue, so I request permission to have that hung up as well.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the street closings for the Chili Cook-Off, Patrick Henry between 1st and 2nd, and 1st Street between Patrick Henry and Market Street from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then First Patrick Henry and Market Street between 1st and 2nd Streets, and 1st Street between Patrick Henry and Main Street from, that says the same thing. Why does it say it twice?
Does it say the same thing?
It doesn't.
No, this is Market Street between 1st and 2nd.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah, between 1st and 2nd.
All right. And then also location of a banner as previously described, and the opening of the public restrooms in the Riverfront Pavilion until 5 on Saturday.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sally. You still need judges, I assume, for the... Great.
Next up is temporary closing one block of Main Street. Lois Hartman, Knox County Humane Society.
Yes, we are going to do a homeless animal vigil. It's been about 5 years since we have done that. We are requesting just an hour and a half from 7 to 8:30 on Saturday the 16th so that the public could come, and we will have a minister there to bless the homeless animals, and we will have some music and some other activities. And this will be the block that the Humane Society is on.
Within, okay. All right. I can't imagine anybody being, businesses being negatively disaffected at that time.
Sure, you've been to the downtown merchants meeting with this? And
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, they're aware of that. Okay, we'll make a motion to approve a street closing of Main Street between 4th and 5th on Saturday the 16th of August. That would be this Saturday.
That's this Saturday,
between
yes.
Between 7 and 8:30 for the National Homeless Animal Day.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is temporary closing of 13th Street Railroad Crossing for repairs. I don't think Charles Kegley is here.
We understand that John is representing CSX here.
Charles was going to make it, but he got hung up.
He's caught by a train.
He got stopped by a train.
He got hung up at Solomon on a project he was working on. And, but I've been in contact with him for the last couple weeks and today. They're looking to repair the crossing at 13th Street. So it'll be need to be closed for a maximum of 5 days between block prior and the block after on 13th.
This is Dave's favorite intersection. I remember all my time I've been on City Council, Dave Culp's favorite intersection, right? This is the one that's kind of like 5 feet in the air, right? But I remember this all this time. But this is the one that's really
A lot of them in that part of town are humped up because they raised the track couple decades ago. But this one, what's happening is they went through and they put a new communication line in, and I don't think it got backfilled properly, so a lot of it's settling, asphalt's failing, so they're coming in, they're going to do a full depth replacement at area. The grade's not going to change, but
but it'll be a smoother
ride
and across it.
Right.
August 18th through the 22nd?
That's what it says. It's on his sheet.
Okay. Which is like next
and
Monday.
The 18th through the 23rd.
Yeah,
August.
So Jenny, you're going to need to get something in the paper about this pretty quick. It'll be next week.
Next Monday.
The
next Monday.
His schedule is for closing on the 18th, and I think the morning of the 23rd, theoretically, it'll be open for traffic, but he's got that extra day in there just
theoretically.
if it goes to plan, there's no weather delays, it'll be open the morning of the fifth day, yeah. But he's got a reserve just in case.
All right. So we're going to make a motion to approve the closing of the 13th Street tracks from August 18th through and including August 22nd for repair 23rd, I'm sorry, for repair work by CSX.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, JP. Next is Riverfront Pavilion Rental for wedding reception. Cindy Maddock.
Good, Mary. Cindy Maddock, and lending the use of the pavilion October 4th.
October 4th.
And I assume that includes restrooms and the electrical.
So, Dan, you've got the paperwork that you need on that? Okay. All right. So we're going to approve the rental of the Riverfront Pavilion for October 4th, pending receipt of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great
Good
time.
Luck.
Okay. Last is closing the 100 block of East Lindell from 4 to 10 p.m. on Sunday, August 17th. Christian Campus Fellowship. Wayne Tillman. Should have a letter in your packet.
Think. Seems like we just did this.
You know what?
I'm Wayne Tolman. I'm wearing the Christian Campus Fellowship hat this evening. This coming Sunday night is kickoff night for Vincennes University. And for a number of years, we've closed the street in front of the house. Right. So I'm asking for that 100 block of Lindale to be closed. Starting at 4, activities start at 6 and through 10 o'clock. So 4 to 10 on the 17th, 100 block of Lindale.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to close East Lindale on the 100 block from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. this Friday?
Sunday.
This Sunday, August 17th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
That is it. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.